Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible said in verse 13, Romans 10, 13, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Calling is speaking, isn't it? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Stop right there. Anytime the Bible asks you a question, you need to endeavor to answer the question. What's the question? How will they call? How are you going to get saved? Got to call on the Lord. How are you going to call on the Lord and you don't believe? What's the answer? You won't. You can't. How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? Did you hear this? This is the thing we're focusing on today. How can you believe if you haven't heard? You cannot. And I know that this has been in the Bible a long time, but friend, we got all kind of people in so-called faith circles, and they are struggling and failing in their faith walk, trying to have faith in an area, and they haven't heard. They haven't heard from him. And so their faith is not there. And they're trying to make a confession, and they're trying to do the faith things, but the faith is not there. How can you believe and you haven't heard? You can't. I'm going to go over that again. I may sound repetitious this morning, but that's okay. It's necessary because people think they know these things. And it's not your head we're wanting to get this, it's your heart. Amen. And man, if you focus with me now and stay hooked, let's stay hooked together and believe God on this. This will get in your spirit. You can come up to a whole nother level of faith that you hadn't even known was there. How can you believe and you haven't heard? You can't. It's hard. Sometimes, no, you can't. How can you have faith and you haven't heard? So if we're desirous of faith and growing in faith, really what are we desirous of? We want to hear from God. Oh, can you see this? Keep reading. How shall they hear without a preacher? Now let's just stop right here. Are preachers necessary? Huh? Well, what do you expect me to say? Are preachers necessary? Now, when we say preachers, what is a preacher? A proclaimer. Now, we're getting to something here that's very important. There are some churches who have taught that we should not have really per se leadership. That we all have the Holy Ghost. And so their emphasis is democracy. I had a fellow write me one time and tell me that their denomination was the purest form of democracy on the planet. And he said it with great pride. Not realizing he just told me that their church was out of the will of God. And so the emphasis is, well, we all have the Spirit. And we should, and we do, if you believe and you've received. But here's the thing. When the Lord ascended on high, the Bible said he gave gifts to men. And he names them off, doesn't he? He gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up of the entire body of Christ. Well, is everyone an apostle? No. Is everybody a pastor or an evangelist or prophet? No. In fact, the Bible, 1 Corinthians 12, asks those questions. Is everyone this? Well, no, they're not. It's a matter of the anointing. Everybody say the anointing. With the call comes the anointing. There's a difference between a person who loves God standing up and reading a verse and making a comment about it, or somebody who's anointed to teach it or to proclaim it, reading it and speaking it with that anointing. Are you with me now? There's a difference. Do we need this? I see it in ways I have not seen it before. This began to dawn on me last night, and I begin to look back in my own life and talk, you know, why Phyllis and I and our families and our ministries and church family, everything, why are we so blessed? Why are we enjoying so much from where we used to be? I mean, looking back 30 years ago where we were and what God has done with us and how He's helped us, what's the difference? Faith. Faith, God's grace, but you had to receive it by your faith. Right? Faith involves the way you think and the way you talk. It's a different world. It's a different life. But then I was reminded, well, how'd you get to faith? How did it come? And I came right back to sitting under Brother Hagin's teaching. And different men and women of God, year after year. Yeah, I got some things reading the Bible myself, but so much of it was tied into what I heard coming through them. Is that right? And one thing led to another. And how did my faith come? It came by my hearing. But how did my hearing come? It came by the anointing on the preachers and teachers. Oh, can you see this? Are we going to have faith? How do we get it? Yeah, but how do we hear it? Do you understand there is hearing that doesn't hear? How many times Jesus said, him that has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, didn't they all have ears? Did they all hear? No. You can hear and not hear. Well, if you hear but don't hear, does faith come? No. Can you see how important hearing is? How are we going to hear? Keep reading. Back up. How will they call on him in whom they've not believed? Answer me with that. They won't. How can they believe in whom they have not heard? Can you believe without hearing? No, you cannot. Now, it doesn't stop there. How shall they hear without a preacher? Can you? Why say preacher? Why not just say, get you a Bible and read it out loud? Get you some tapes of the Bible and play them night and day. I do that. I enjoy that. And I've listened to a lot of good tapes of people preaching and teaching. But it's more, it's a difference. I know when I first got to Rhema, and I'm just as green and dumb as can be, and one thing that stood out to me, I'd go to different classes, and sometimes Brother Hagin's class, he'd get up and just open the Bible and start reading. He'd just reading. He hadn't made a comment, he'd just reading. And man, I'm getting revelation while he's reading the text. And I'm thinking, he don't read like I read. It's different. Now, what's the difference? The anointing. The anointing. But what's the anointing for? For hearing. The anointing helps you, enables you to hear Him. Oh, are y'all believing with me or not? I have to keep going over it. I have to keep being repetitious because the problem is we think we know this. If I asked you how faith comes, half of you could pop up and say, Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Well, what does that mean? That's how faith comes. Yeah, but what is hearing? How? Because it's obvious. People sit in the same service. The same words bounced off both of their eardrums. One person leave aggravated. Another person leave blessed immeasurably. They didn't hear the same thing. Did they? What are you hearing? What are you hearing? How can they hear without a preacher? Now the answer to every one of these questions has been, they can't. How can they call on Him if they haven't believed? They can't. How can they believe if they haven't heard? They can't. How can they hear without a preacher? What's the obvious answer? They can't. There are people who tell you they can. But it's because they mistake knowledge with faith. They think knowledge is faith. Knowledge is not faith. Just because you know something that you've seen. Nope. How does faith come? Keep reading. That's what he's building up to. How shall they preach except what? I'm excited about the word senders. What's the answer to this? How can they preach except they be sent? What if there were no partners? There's been a lot of years since I worked, since I punched a clock and drew a check from a company. If there were no partners and there were no offerings, nobody sowing to send the word, I wouldn't have this shirt. I wouldn't have a tie. I wouldn't have shoes. I wouldn't have a car to ride in. Certainly not a plane to fly in. Or money to go, or there would be no TV time. Or, you understand what I'm saying? Somebody is sending me. And not just me, but all the preachers and teachers all over the world. Somebody is sending these people with their prayer and with their money and their help. Is that a big part of the kingdom of God? Yeah. Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Do you think, you know, that God discounts whoever paid for the gas for me to get to the meeting? Yeah. I couldn't have got there without it. Amen. Does He not give them a part of what's going on? Yeah. Just like me? Yeah. I'm preaching, but I couldn't have been there. I couldn't have done it without everything else that went along with it. How can they preach? Unless they are sent. They can't. God sends them by His call, by His anointing, but then He uses people to literally physically send them. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled How Faith Comes, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104C. That's R1104C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.